Hey, you guys hear me? Start cheering now! Yeah, let's get this over with!
Woof woof! Hi, I'm Mike Minotti, and I am a Nintendog.
Hi, I'm Jeff Grubb, and I am a Nintendog.
We are the last of the Nintendogs. We're still the last. They didn't announce a new one. Thank God.
No, that's right. That's right. We're safe for now.
This week, we're going to talk about some final thoughts on that directs, including what's maybe happening with a Switch 2. Capcom has a mysterious countdown timer. And we are going to be talking about our Nintendo Pile of Shame games. Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been keeping busy. Today's an especially busy day. I even forgot one important thing I had to do. So it's one of those days where I'm like,
nice.
I'm like nonstop busy and yet still finding time to hate myself for forgetting something. So
it's all right.
Yeah.
You never showed up to the meeting yesterday. Never even said, oops, I'm sorry I missed the meeting. You just didn't show up.
Yeah, I completely forgot there was a meeting yesterday. It's one of those weeks where there's just a million things happening. I'm forgetting things left and right. So
it's all good,
yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for reminding me live on the podcast that I'm an idiot.
I just wanted to, you're feeling insecure about forgetting things. So I thought I would just not even remind you. I think you didn't even realize you forgot it and just tell you.
No, yeah. Didn't even realize it. Yeah.
It was like a 5-minute meeting because I had to go to the dentist right after that.
Yeah, and really, I mean, I could tell you what I'm doing this week, and it's just playing lots of stuff for work. Yeah. Like, we're just busy nonstop this week.
Maybe after we talk about Nintendo stuff, we can just tell people we want to stick around how we feel about Horizon, huh? Because we played a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. That's a good idea. Yeah, the timing of that embargo was a bit weird for us. So, yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. We can do that after all this Nintendo stuff. But first, let's do all of that Nintendo stuff. Jeff, the Direct happened on Wednesday after our show last week, but we did cover it live. We talked about it a bit on Games Beat the Size. We talked about it a lot. We don't need to go through it point by point. But what are your kind of thoughts about it now that we're about a week removed from it?
Yeah, I think I'm overall still pretty impressed with it. It's not one of those ones that had like the big opener or the big closer that was for me, but you know, there's still a lot of Warriors fans out there and a lot of Fire Emblem fans, and they can enjoy
it. Remember, I thought that Xenoblade was Fire Emblem.
Yeah, right. Yes. It did look like that for like a second. I thought it too, honestly, in the first 5 seconds. And then Xenoblade Chronicles 3 closing it, not for me, but you know, we know there's a lot of people who like it. Although it's not even like, it's one of those weird ones where I think the people who like it really like it, and that sort of amplifies it because it's not like it's a 10 million seller. It's those 3 million copies, and that's still pretty good for something that is that sort of niche. And I think it's going to be bigger than ever with Xenoblade Chronicles 3. So
yeah. I will say that Xenoblade Chronicles 3 already kind of looks better than 2. It's not as, what's the word? It's not as embarrassing looking as 2, yes. I guess. I don't know. Like, that sounds rough, but you know what I mean. It looks more like the first one kind of stylistically there. It's not as exaggerated or as like super big eye anime-esque as the second one was, which seems appealing to me. And this seems like maybe we're not going to have that convoluted blade system from 2, which was like a weird gotcha game, but not a gotcha game inside of a game. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so like the first and last things, I'm the same way. They were definitely like surprises or you know, big announcements, but just not necessarily ones for me. Right. So there's a lot to get excited about, you know, Strikers and a new Wii Sports sequel out of nowhere. My big takeaway still is that Kirby and the Forgotten Land just looks so good.
And barely a month away. Like, yeah, we're so close to that game. And it just looks better every time we see it. I think it's looks like it could probably be the biggest Kirby game just in terms of maybe scope. And then also in terms of, I think, success. It seems like it's on the precipice of really being a breakout hit for that franchise.
Yep. Absolutely. A couple of weird, then there's like just weird surprises. Like I almost forgot about the Force Unleashed thing, which at first I was like, why isn't this just the 360 version? But then I'm like, actually, it's kind of neat that Wii PlayStation 2 version is like getting preserved in this weird, interesting way, right?
Yeah, I agree. I kind of wish they would also put like the 3DS version in, or no, I'm sorry, the DS version in there. Like, put them both in there so we can have them all preserved. But yeah, that's neat. Like, if you want to go play the old like backward compatible one on Xbox, you can do that. And it's neat that they're keeping the Wii one alive over here. So, I mean, I don't expect people who are like, who think it looks bad and don't have any nostalgia for that to be like, well, this is the one I'm going to go play. That's fine. Skip it. But if you do remember it, it's a cool way to go back to that game.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Jeff, you wanted to talk about the Switch too.
Yeah. I'll set this up. So this Direct, Mike, if you look at it, the release dates specifically, there's like a couple that are coming in June. I think Switch Sports and a couple other ones are coming in June. So then there's a couple other months where we're getting two games. Like, this was a big beefy Direct, and yet they really did focus primarily on games coming out between now and like September at the latest. So we're probably going to get another Direct in the summertime around the typical E3 timeframe, fill out the rest of this year. And it's like, man, if they already did all this and none of these games are like meant for later this year, except for Xenoblade Chronicles, which is September, which hardly counts because that's just a couple months after that E3 timeframe. They're going to have a lot of games probably scheduled through the end of this year and then starting to get into early next year as well. They have so many games coming. And then on top of that, they said, like, you know, in their earnings thing, that this is the mid cycle of the Switch 2. To me, this like feels like
Switch.
The Switch. Yes, I'm sorry. Those two things really indicate to me that we are stuck with this Switch for quite some time. I think last, like, we were hearing like, okay, midway through the Switch, you could take that as like, sometimes companies talk that way, and yeah, they're going to release other hardware before this thing, before the end of this cycle, but they're also going to keep supporting this. And so we're in the mid cycle, quote unquote mid, and actually we're going to get a new system sooner than what you might think. To me, that statement combined with this like release cadence that they're hitting right now really suggests that the Switch 2 is pretty far away still. And I know we talked about the time frame last week, but now I'm like more convinced than ever that we're probably not going to get a Switch 2 until early 2024.
No, I think I absolutely cannot see one happening in 2023.
Yes.
Even late 2023 at this point. Because, I mean, there's still like games that we think are going to fill out that 2023 schedule for them.
Right.
You know, like Metroid Prime 4, like probably the next Mario thing. Breath of the Wild 2 could be a 2023 game.
Right. Really, and then they have Mario Kart 8 DLC all through like this year and next year. There's a lot happening that could still, you know, one of those games that you just mentioned could easily fall into the cross-gen thing that Nintendo often does when they are working on a game for a long time, and then all of a sudden it's time to launch new hardware. But if they're going to keep selling 20 million consoles per year, they're probably not going to rush anything. And also, like, this gives them time to sort of slowly, you know, boost up manufacturing so that it's on the other side of the pandemic, the other side of the supply chain shortage, really make sure that they have everything in place so that they can make enough consoles when it's time to go. Yeah, I think they're going to really take their time. And the software we saw at the Direct, to me, really indicates that they are fully engaged with the Switch as it is right now. And they're going to be working on the system for some time.
You know, Jesse Ferguson said this in chat, and I think it's a good point to make. He asks, are you using Switch Pro and Switch 2 interchangeably? And you are not. And I thought it's interesting how everybody seems to accept that, like, a Switch Pro is either not coming soon or not coming. Like, when everybody was, like, looking forward to the Direct, nobody, like, this time last year, everyone was like, oh, maybe they're going to announce a Switch Pro. Nobody thought that.
It just seems unlikely now that we're going to get a Switch Pro. I think that the timing for it was when we got the OLED. They're going to do a Switch Lite OLED probably this year. And then next year, we're going to be looking at, like, I just don't think they would. I think whatever what they were working on that was maybe at one point considered for a Switch Pro. The thing that Wall Street Journal or Bloomberg, whoever was hearing about, I'm sure they were testing something, but I don't think they ever got that close to releasing it. I don't think it was ever actually in the works to become anything real at this point. And I think whatever that was is now being fully pushed back and meant to be a Switch 2. In some terms, maybe I am using it interchangeably, but when I say Switch 2, I really do mean the full successor to the Switch by early 2024 at this point, not a Switch Pro.
All right, Jeff, anything else you want to say about that, or should we move on here?
Oh, no, I think we can keep moving.
Yeah, so, you know, Microsoft kind of you know, they had that weird sort of, not even a blog post, like this weird, like, not a legal disclaimer, but something between those two things, where it's talking about how it wants to bring Call of Duty and other Activision Blizzard titles to other platforms. And everyone kind of, you know, focused on Sony there, but they brought up Nintendo by name there. So is there anything you're expecting for Activision Blizzard to come to Nintendo? Like, are we going to see a Call of Duty, or are they talking more about maybe some other things, like what happened with Diablo 2 Resurrected?
Yeah, probably like Diablo and stuff like that. And if they ever figure out a way to bring WoW to consoles, like a console version of WoW, maybe that comes to Switch as well, because it's not like they would need the like most cutting edge hardware.
I'll tell you what, yeah, but I also have a very hard time seeing
World
of Warcraft coming to Switch, but what do I know?
I know, but I mostly I think this is just them blowing smoke up the butt of the FTC is mostly what this is. It's like, oh, you like this? Is this the shit you like? You like to hear about how we're going to support other hardwares? This isn't what a monopoly would do. So that's what it sounds like to me, especially when they're saying Nintendo. Like there's a lot of financial and managerial and strategic reasons to keep Call of Duty going the way it is on PlayStation hardware. When it comes to Nintendo hardware, it is much more... theoretically, this would be nice, and I doubt it ever turns into anything too real. Maybe they're like, oh well, we have that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, like Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare Remastered campaign. Maybe we could put that on the Switch. Yeah, maybe, but it's not. That's not what people mean when they say Call of Duty on Switch. Not really.
You know, Jeff, you said "but," and I was like, "Oh, that's good. We didn't say the swear." And then you said "shit" right afterwards. My 6-year-old nieces just randomly asked me, like, "Why do you say bad words?" I was like, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "That's because we can't watch your YouTube show because you say bad words," and they told me that was bad.
So. Well, if I think we could get like better, probably better numbers if we stop swearing, but it's very difficult. It's very difficult.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I want my nieces to watch. We're gonna have to clean some shit up around here. All right.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah, we're going P. We're like WWE. We're going PG.
Yes.
And people will like us less. People will make a lot more money.
Oh, get out of your hoe train. No more hoe train. All right, get out of here. All right, I kicked the hoe train out, so we can be PG.
Thank you. That's good. I was worried about that. Jeff, Capcom has a mysterious countdown timer going. Right now, there's 5 days and 9 hours left. Jeff, this either has to be Resident Evil 4 Remake or... Street Fighter 6. I can't see what else it could possibly be. I know it's like, I think this is ending sometime around the end of like the next Street Fighter tournament thing, right? So maybe it's that.
I think it's Street Fighter 6 based on the thing, like the rumblings I've heard and the timing of Capcom announcements of like, I've like had whispered to me in the past. This seems like it's probably Street Fighter 6. I would love for it to be Resident Evil 4 Remake. Because Street Fighter 6 is just going to remind me how terrible I am at fighting games. But hey, either way, it's a pretty big announcement. It is like the kind of thing where it's like, what's the kind of thing they would do a countdown for? Would they do a countdown for Street Fighter 6? Because it like builds up the hype. But I guess, I mean, they're at a point where maybe they want to be rebuilding hype for Street Fighter. Street Fighter's buzz has definitely reached a low point of like the last decade, it feels like. So, maybe it does fit with that. I'm like, hey, Resident Evil seems like it'd be more able to withstand getting a lot of people excited, because you get a lot of people excited and it's Resident Evil 4 Remake. Well, that lives up to the hype. Street Fighter 6, is this going to live up to the hype that's going to be built up by a countdown timer?
I mean, I think it should have a decent chance of that. The question is, so Street Fighter 5 launched kind of rough because it didn't have a whole ton of content there. It didn't have like the story mode, all that stuff.
Right.
So
I just, what I mean, like the skepticism is so much more associated with Street Fighter right now. It's like, okay, like, yeah, show us, but really we need to like see what this game really is before we're going to get too excited.
I can't think of the word, but I think that just even saying here is Street Fighter 6 is official, okay. I think that is enough to justify a countdown.
That'd okay, fair enough.
Exciting for a lot of people.
I think it's Street Fighter 6 though, so yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd be very interested to see what that looks like. Man, when's the last time we've had a countdown that like didn't get leaked before the countdown finished? Usually by the own countdown site,
right? Yeah, someone goes into the code. Did you see the fake one for this one? It's like, Microsoft is buying Capcom, and like that, yes, we're announcing that with a countdown. It's like, okay,
it's hilarious. That's not how that works.
That's not how that works. Yes,
I do not have a stain on my shirt, G-Man. What are you talking about? This shirt is beautiful.
The blue sort of thing is like part of it's darker than others. Yes, a cityscape. Yes, exactly.
It must be World Showcase. It's an Epcot thing.
It looks like if you like only glance, but if you look closely, everybody, you could see it's a cityscape. Mm.
All right, next thing here then. So Super Mario RPG director Chihiro Fujiaka said he would love to make another Mario RPG. Yeah. He said this in an interview with the YouTube channel Midmax. Jeff, does this get you excited? Or I mean, sure, of course he would love to make another game in a big series, right? I mean, I looked at his Wikipedia. He hasn't like really directed many games. He worked on the Mario and Luigi games also, but he wasn't like directing those. So I'm sure he'd be super happy to direct a major Mario game.
I'll say that this guy seems like maybe one of the coolest people alive. Apparently all he does is like post videos of him drumming on Twitter, and he's like doing all kinds of different like bossa nova beats and stuff. And he's just having a good time, and he responds to fans who are like into his drumming and stuff. And then he also, I guess he did direct Super Mario RPG, though, right? He did direct that game.
Well, there were two directors for that game also. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, either way, like he was key to that game. That's fair. And
he was very important.
I would love this. I don't think there's any chance in hell it happens. There's just no way in hell it actually happens.
I mean, it does help that there isn't a Mario and Luigi anymore. And, you know, Paper Mario is such a weird thing now. Like, if they wanted to actually make another Mario RPG kind of thing, maybe this time it actually would just be, let's make something that is like a sequel to the first Mario RPG finally.
Yeah, I think I would really like him to be able to make one of those games in the absence of a Mario Luigi, or of Mario and Luigi especially. But I don't know. I feel like Nintendo's going to just be happy to retreat just to Paper Mario games from now on. And that's that. That's not great for me, because those Paper Mario games are really hit and miss. And even when they're good recently, it's not like they're recapturing the original magic like they used to have. So it would be nice, but I have zero actual real hopes that anything comes of this.
Now, there were people like you who liked Origami King, but it sure does seem like that fell out of public consciousness pretty quickly.
Yeah.
As opposed to A Thousand Year Door, which people still won't shut up about for good reason.
Yeah. I mean, I think that one is actually timeless, and this one is a very fun time that is also pretty forgettable because of its combat.
I just want Geno in another game again. That's all I want.
That'd be good. That'd be good.
GoldenEye 007 Remastered could be announced in the next couple of weeks, in quotations. I've been seeing this story around. I was like, ooh, where did they get this one, Jeff?
Oh, no. Where'd they get it from?
Is it from you don't know? Is it from you.
Is it from me? God damn it. I knew it.
So you said it like you did phrase it like this. I mean, was wondering, is that what he actually means?
I do kind of mean that, I think, but it's not like, I don't know. I would imagine like weeks could mean like 10 weeks, like a couple, like more than that, like double digit weeks. It's not going to happen in like the next 2 weeks. It could, but it's like any time between now and then. I expect it before E3, basically. I could be wrong. We'll see.
Yeah, a lot of people were thinking that was going to be something from the direct. Like, a lot of people almost had that in the shoe-in category.
I feel that's kind of how I was. I'm like, but I thought about it a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised if Microsoft wants to be directly involved in the announcement and make it themselves or something. Or, or maybe it's like too complicated to like get it figured out for a direct, so they'll do something on Twitter or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Jeff, let's get to some questions from our community. If you have a question, you can send it in via Super Chat if you're watching live on YouTube. You can also send in an answer to our topic this week, which is, what is the Nintendo game you regret not playing yet the most? You can send that in, and we will read it on the air before the end of the show. But let's get to our Discord friends. Dr. Sucks. Sucks. Dr. Sucks. Not as bad as my Terranigma thing, but Dr. Sucks says, it's been almost a full year since Fall Guys was announced for the Switch. Any ideas what happened? Is the port in development hell? Jeff, I didn't realize Fall Guys hadn't come out for Switch yet. They did announce that a long time ago. What happened?
Did it get announced for Switch? Fall Guys Switch. I don't know what happened. I mean, obviously, they just must be having trouble. Yeah, wow. It's right here on Nintendo.com.
Yeah, available 2022. It's definitely still coming, but it is a weird game to be taking that long, huh?
Yeah, when did it come to PlayStation 4, like PlayStation Network? That was like, is it more than a year ago now?
PlayStation 4 August, I think. I think it came out PlayStation 4 at the same time it came out of Windows.
Right. Yes. Yeah, but I mean, like, it came out on PS Plus day and date, and that usually means there's like a year long thing before it can go on somewhere else. But it's more than a year now, so excuse me. I would imagine this is probably just like making sure that everything's gonna work right, and it's probably getting the internet up and running on the Switch, like making sure that everything when you're connected to the network, it feels right and it's not going to completely screw people over. It's probably just a tough enough that they're going to really take their time with it.
I mean, the Xbox version is also not out yet either. So,
okay. Yeah, well, there you go.
Velocity Prime 1 says, if Breath of the Wild 2 and Bayonetta 3 release this year, will the Switch's 2022 lineup overtake its 2017 release year wave? That's interesting. There is something just crazy about having mainline Zelda and Mario games released in the same year.
Yeah.
Even if you have all this other stuff kind of making up for Mario. I guess, you know, if Kirby and the Forgotten Land is like actually like fantastic, like if it's a,
yeah,
like a 90 or above kind of a thing here, which even as much as I'm looking forward to it, I'm not ready to be like, this game's going to be as good as Super Mario Odyssey. I'm not quite that ready, but I don't know. 2017 was so nuts because you had Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, you had Zelda, Mario, you had Splatoon 2, this year getting Splatoon 3, you had ARMS, some other thing. I think Xenoblade Chronicles 2 that December, right? Yeah.
I don't remember.
I remember it was really early for Switch. I think it was that December. So, man, it's rough. I think it could depend on the person, but you could certainly at least make an argument.
Yeah, I think it'll be an interesting conversation, but I think for me, that 2017 is going to kind of be untouchable for a while.
Okay, Lossian says, so with the announcement of the DLC for Mario Kart 8, will course announcements take the place of Smash Fighter announcements in Nintendo presentations? I like the DLC for Mario Kart. Yes, it is a new game with new gimmicks, but it isn't $6 either. The $25 to double the courses to $96 seems great to me. I mean, I think there'll be speculation, sure, about what courses are coming in, but that won't be as exciting as, like, with Smash Bros. Everything was possible at a certain point, so you could literally guess Sora. And not only was it not a ridiculous guess, it ended up being correct.
Yeah,
like the guy from Minecraft. So it can't quite be that exciting because these are just like old Mario Kart courses. And let's be honest, if it's a course that a lot of people like a lot, like they're adding so many of them, it's probably going to make it in there.
Yeah, I think it's exactly right. Where it's like it's going to be, people have affinity for characters, people have less affinity for locations. And so, yeah, it's not going to be the same.
Pablo Cost says, with the Switch becoming the JRPG machine by excellence, what other titles would you like to see make a comeback? Can we will Eternal Sonata into existence? You know, Chris Minotti, my younger brother, who does not like JRPGs, does not like weeby stuff at all, for some reason was a giant Eternal Sonata fan. I think he was just really intrigued by the hook of like Chopin being the main protagonist of it. I don't know, but he loved that game. He had like even Eternal Sonata like plate for his Xbox 360. Doesn't like any of that other shit. Yeah. I still really want to see like Phantasy Star come back as an actual single player RPG again. That's the one that I think would be really cool. But I don't think Jeff has any answers to this. I mean, Golden Sun.
Is that an answer? Is that an answer?
That's a good answer. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I think they should also probably look into like porting over Skies of Arcadia at least.
Yeah.
Same thing with let's finally just port Panzer Dragoon Saga to things. I mean, what the hell?
Yeah. Just get it running on an emulator, put it on different things now. Come on. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off at least.
Just remake it. It's not like a very long RPG, right?
I know, but people always say, oh, the source code is missing. And like, there are ways past that now, especially these days. But even if you're not going to do the work of backward engineering the code, you can just port it and use a lot of emulation features to improve the resolution and improve the textures. But I don't know. I think it'd be great. That game is very good.
After playing Tales of Vesperia on Switch, I really hope that they do the same, like a similar treatment for Tales of the Abyss, which is supposed to be one of the other like best ones in that series. And I would like to play it again. The newest version came out for the 3DS, and for some reason I'm like, I want to hold out for something better than that. You know, I like 3DS games. I know how much I like console games downported to 3DS, if you know what I mean. Even though it was a PlayStation 2 game, maybe it's fine. Has anybody played the 3DS version of Tales of Abyss? Let me know if I could just check that one out or if I should wait. Okay, Casual says, how many different controllers do you own for the Switch between Joy-Cons, Pro controllers, and third-party controllers like 8-Bit do? I'm considering buying more for my Switch due to the bevy of upcoming multiplayer games, but I'm unsure of what to get. I'm fine with just Joy-Cons in a Pro Controller. I have an 8-bit dude, but I actually use it more for like my retro gaming stuff. Like I use it to play a lot of my games that I mod into the PlayStation Classic. Jeff, you probably have, you know more about like third party fancy.
Yeah, I got like two $5 Switch controllers that I bought off of Amazon on a whim, like just right here. They work okay. I got a whole bunch of 8-bit do 8-bit dough ones. Is it 8-bit do? I'm just gonna say 8-bit dough.
I would say 8-bit do, but maybe, you know, what do I know?
8-bit, because it's like Nintendo 8-bit do, but
that makes sense actually, Jeff. Maybe you're right.
Doesn't that make sense? And I like these little ones, but honestly, the you can't beat the Pro 2. Yes, the 8-bit do Pro 2 is just fantastic.
Yeah, apparently I'm the stupid. Apparently everybody knows it's 8-bit. 8-bit
You are not the only one that says 8-bit do. I hear it all the time, and I'm like, am I going insane right now? But if you are looking for an affordable one, like you can get any 8-bit do one and probably be okay for the most part. The Pro 2 connects.
You just said 8-bit do now. Wait, that's right.
That's
God yes. Damn it.
Go now. You're gaslighting me. Now you're gaslighting me. And you're getting Jeff upset.
I don't know what's right or wrong.
But. I would just suck it up, get the Pro 2 and spend, I think it's like $50 and go for it. I hope that answers the question. I forget it already. I just wanted to talk about all my controllers I have here.
And the question is which one to get, I guess, if he was going to get one. And I guess the answer is an 8-bit do. I said it, 8-bit do. I can say it right. All right, Casual says, how many different controllers do you... Oh, wait, no, where that? Screaming Man says, Nintendo Switch Sports was a very pleasant surprise from the last direct, but I got to ask... Where the hell is Matt, aka the iconic boxing coach, me, and boxing and Carbara champion? Man, I do not remember Matt. I don't know what Screaming Madden is talking about.
I don't either. Is it not the only boxing coach I know is the one from Punch Out? Is that what we're talking about? No.
Yeah. No. Apparently, it's related to the original Wii Sports. I'm guessing, but I don't know. It's been a long time since I played Wii Sports. Beefhammer says, which Nintendo console revision is your favorite, and why was it such a big improvement for you? Example of these include the Switch OLED, the new 3DS, and, of course, the Game Boy Color. Probably the DS. The DS Lite was such a big improvement over the original DS. Then the DSi was also very good. No, the best one was the Game Boy Advance SP. That's the best. That was such a big improvement. Getting the backlit screen, that awesome clamshell design. I think you have to say the SP.
I agree. Yeah. Although the top loader NES where you could actually play games and they didn't just immediately break or you didn't have to blow in them for 30 minutes. That was nice too.
Yeah. I didn't like the way it looked as much. It was incredibly practical. It was so practical, like not in like a bad way. It was very practical, but it did lose some style from that. Yeah. I saw your Game Boy Color dig there, Beefhammer. I'll get you. B Papa says, now that the two top selling Switch games have DLC available via the expansion pass, do you see this happening with the other mega hits? Probably not Breath of the Wild 2 with a sequel coming, but Mario Odyssey expansion of ideas left on the cutting room floor makes more sense than Super Mario Odyssey 2. And while both Nintendo and Sakurai have said Smash is done, including Fire Pass 3, sure seems like a great way to drive expansion subscriptions. I don't think they're just going to like add levels to Mario Odyssey. I think they would just make a Mario Odyssey 2.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they do a Fighter Pass 3. They're pretty done with that. But they could eventually just make those first two Fighter Passes available on Nintendo Switch Online.
Breath of the Wild did get its DLC. Year. Yeah, Breath of the Wild did get DLC in the past. So
it did.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario Odyssey also did get not DLC, but it got updates. Like
got updates, content. Right? Yeah, but like you could like buy DLC for Breath of the Wild. So
Right. But I don't think they're going to add. I don't think there's going to be buyable DLC for Mario Odyssey.
No, I agree.
Delta Prime 84 says, I was browsing paint jobs for iRacing and came across multiple Kirby swallowing a car paint jobs. What has Nintendo unleashed on this world? Something beautiful.
Yeah, something truly good for once.
And we all have to thank them.
Yes. Do you think like during that night, like when a priest was doing confessional, he's like, man, a lot of people talk about Kirby's mouthful mode to me tonight.
It's like, what is going on?
I have something to confess. Yes, there you go.
Wait till confession tonight. Now that Rescue Rangers trailer is out, seeing Gadget again.
Just so much sin in this world. So much sin.
Reese Elliott says, Nintendo or Arby's, when has to die, which one? Mwahahaha. I don't have to answer these questions, actually.
Yeah, we could just ban you from the Discord.
Because, I mean, I'll do it. We could just ban you from the Discord. Look, one of these companies I cover a lot and like a lot. The other company I'm trying to get to give us money, so I don't feel like disparaging either of them right now.
Yeah.
Cyclin says, Tim Geddes thinks that how Nintendo presented Mario Kart Tour for the booster pack, the next mainline Mario Kart will be called Mario Kart 10. What do you think? People do hate the number 9, Jeff.
Yeah. Is it like bad luck in some cultures? Is it something I'm missing? I think with Windows, there was an issue with in the past they did Windows.9 or something like that, and there was a file format error or something like that. And so they're like, oh, we got to skip it. So we're going Windows 8. Windows Vista, Windows, or Windows Vista, Windows 8, Windows 10, something like that.
It just went from 8 to 10. There wasn't even anything in between.
Right,
it was
right.
Real weird.
Right. So, but okay, whatever. But it's not the only time that's happened. So, right. Yeah, people just hate the number 9.
There was a Mega Man 9, there was a Final Fantasy 9, so it can't be in Japan, 9 is a taboo number. I know it's not that.
Oh,
so.
you know what the problem is? 7, 8, 9.
There you go, Jeff. Wow. I'm going to hurt you. Winnie says, obviously, Mortal Kombat Mythologies Sub-Zero is the expansion pass's clearing omission. But with Earthbound's release, what will people complain about for base Nintendo Switch Online? Now, Super Mario RPG. Still, I mean, Jeff will complain. He has complained. That's really, of all the games we can expect for Nintendo Switch Online, Super Nintendo, I think Mario RPG is really the only big missing one. I'm sure I'm forgetting things. I'm sure there's smaller things that would be nice there and some third party stuff. But at this point, especially first party from Nintendo, they've got most of the big stuff on there now, except for Mario RPG.
Yeah, of course. What the hell?
Yeah, it'll be coming last someday. Yeah, but at least maybe. We know now that for a while it was are they just never releasing NES or SNES games again? Now it's okay, no, they will randomly when
it's Chrono Trigger isn't on there, Super Mario RPG isn't on there.
Chrono Trigger will never be on it because Square Enix will do something else with Chrono Trigger.
Right, but I think you're definitely right about that one for sure. Mm-hmm. But I think Super Mario RPG is in a weird state too. I think it will happen eventually, but yes, I think they're just playing hardball on the negotiation table or something.
So you can play Castlevania Bloodlines through a separate collection, but that still showed up on the Genesis NSO offering. So I wonder if maybe something Mega Man X1 can get on NSO, even though there's obviously a Mega Man X collection, stuff like that. I don't know.
Right.
Jedi Moss 4 said, in case it doesn't come up as a news item, what could Capcom be teasing for next week? We think it is probably Street Fighter 6, maybe Resident Evil 4 remake. Some people ask in chat, is it Dragon's Dogma 2? Probably not.
Yeah, let's I think keep your expectations in check if you are a Dragon's Dogma person. Probably going to have to wait a little bit longer to hear about what's happening with that.
Razzle Jazzle says, do you think there is still a chance of a regular Fire Emblem this year, either new or remake, or is the Warriors game the only release for the franchise in 2022? Probably not this year, Jeff. I imagine we get a Fire Emblem remake or new game in 2023, and this year it's going to be all about the Warriors game.
That's probably right. I guess I wouldn't be shocked if they also released a Fire Emblem remake this year, but you're probably closer to the truth in that we'll get it next year.
I don't know. I don't know why you would do that when you have both, this Fire Emblem Warriors game and you have Xenoblade coming out. Stepping on some toes there, perhaps.
Weebs and waifus. I mean, you already got your fill, everybody.
Weebs and waifus, man, that'd be a great podcast. Jedi Moss 4 asks, what are the odds of a new mainline Mario game this year? With the movie coming at the end of the year, I can't imagine they wouldn't want to have something out for that occasion. I think we're getting a mainline Mario game in next year. Probably not this year, as packed as things already are. And again, if we are going to have the Switch for another couple years, I don't think you're going to jam-pack this year that much. If you have a new Mario game in the works, and you're already trying to get the new Zelda game out by the end of this year, I don't see that happening. Unless it's some weird world where the Zelda game is going to take a whole nother year and somehow this Mario game is ready to go. Maybe, but I think that's 2023.
Yeah, and I think Mario Odyssey will sell just fine if the movie does really well. So there's going to be a whole bunch of people that saw the movie want to go play Mario with their kids, and Mario Odyssey is right there. But, you know, Super Mario 3D World will be right there. There'll be a lot of Mario games that people will show up to buy because of this movie.
Alex asks, do you think we'll see any Nintendo titles getting the HD 2D treatment? It looks fantastic for RPGs, but I'd be interested to see an HD 2D Kirby or Mario game, or maybe another Pokemon game like that. The problem is Nintendo doesn't seem to like pixels, right? Like, even when it's like kind of trendy to do it again, they don't really like making new pixelated games. Like, the closest thing we got was Hyrule, like the Cadence of Hyrule thing.
Right.
I do like this question, though. In fact, we're going to use it as our topic for next week. That's our new community topic. So I'm going to ask everybody, what Nintendo game would you like to see get the HD 2D treatment? So, Jeff, you can spend another week thinking about
that. Yeah, you know how I do. You know how I love to like really take my time with these.
That's right. But that's a good question. VJ Incoming says, howdy, fellas. I just want to pitch that if Nintendo names their next system something other than Switch, they should name it the Power Nintendo Entertainment System. They can call it PNES for short. What do you think? Wow.
Brilliant.
Wow. My nieces will never be able to watch this. Jeff, there's no way the next Nintendo system doesn't have the word Switch in it, right?
I think there's a very low chance that it has anything other than Switch in it. It's probably going to be Switch something. Yes. Switch 2. It's going to be Switch 2.
It should just be Switch 2. Nintendo Bro says, to piggyback on VJ Incoming, what do you think the PNES Pro controller would look like? You know, I read this question like out loud when I was going through everything, but not the one before. So at the time, I was like, what the hell is he talking about? I'll ask Jeff what he thinks. Now that I have the context, I'm embarrassed.
Yeah, I think they got you. It'll look like a
dick and balls. Is that what you want me to say? It'll look like a big fat cock. There. Are you happy now?
I've never been happy.
I'm not happy.
Especially right now. Yeah.
No. T-Beaks15 says, what is the most iconic Nintendo crotch moment? The Waluigi crotch chop or Steve's meat? I think everybody else also saw Jackass Forever this weekend, and that's why everybody has dicks and nuts on the mind.
Man, I got to see this movie.
Yeah, it's got to be the Waluigi crotch chop, obviously.
Yeah, I mean...
I know what Steve's meat is. That's right. It's victory pose. Right,
yeah, it's victory pose. It just looked like his wang was hanging out. That was iconic, absolutely, but not as iconic as Waluigi just telling everyone watching Mario Strikers to suck it. So, yeah. Incredible stuff.
Jayton says, is Mario Kart course speculation going to be the new Smash speculation? Oh, it's like a similar question we got earlier. No, it's just not as... people will speculate a bit, but it's not something everyone's going to get involved with like they did for Smash Brothers. There's no way. No way at all. Jeff, we got a couple super chats. Would you like to read those for us? We have a few.
I would indeed. Let's see here. Let's just make sure we got the first one here from Uriel Delgado. Did you know there's a cult that worships Gadget from Rescue Rangers? The pictures of them look cursed. Yeah, I know. I do a podcast with one of their members every week. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I do know about this. It is weird. It actually is very weird, Jeff. This is actually a real thing. Not a happy cult. Not a funny cult. Like a cult.
What the fuck? What? Really?
Look into it. Yeah, it's like a cult. Not like a joke.
Why can't people, like, it's a fun joke. Why would you make it anything else other than a fun joke?
It's not a fun joke anymore. Now it's weird and scary. Man.
People gotta ruin everything. You gotta having sex with the cartoon characters is your right as an American. Why would you make it weird?
yeah, what Jeff said.
From J. Stud McLovin. If Nine Inch Nails takes a break from Smash, if Nintendo takes a break from Smash, it's Nine Inch Nails. That's how they do it.
That's right. You're right.
If Nintendo takes a break from Smash, could they adopt that map? Like, what is he talking about? Could they adopt the mashup idea for another genre Smash cart? Smash Royale, Smash Crossing, Smash Tactics. Like, are we going to get the Smash treatment in another genre?
I mean, I think we very easily could get it in the next Mario Kart, but I don't think... Like, so I always say, I think it's weird how many people are generally like, I guess they're going to be done making Smash Brothers forever now. Like, no. When the next Switch comes out, there will be a Smash Bros. Game for it. The game has sold like 30 million copies or something like that. It's always like one of the top like 3 or 5 best selling games on a Nintendo platform. There will be a new Smash Bros. Of some kind. But I also do think, Smash Kart is most likely. Tactics, I don't think they're going to do. I don't think Nintendo's going to make a giant tactics game on top of Mario plus Rabbids, and I don't think they're going to make a Clash Royale clone.
Let's see. I think, from Jared Helder, I've heard that IO Interactive pitched to get the James Bond game. How often do studios pitch for games, and what condition is the prototype in?
There's a lot of that stuff. We hear, remember like a Level 5 pitch to do a Kid Icarus game at one point. There's a lot of interesting, like that art, like that concept art always shows up like years later, and it's real weird. So usually, like, not necessarily are there prototypes. Sometimes there are. That's more of an internal thing. Like, if you work at Blizzard and you're in, like, their weird think tank thing, then you will maybe make a prototype to try to pitch people on it. But this stuff, a lot of times, it's, like, concept art and in spreadsheets and PowerPoint presentations.
This is why people lament the loss of something like E3 so much, because there's a secret E3 where it's just people taking meetings, and a lot of times those meetings are studios getting a chance to pitch their idea, to take on an IP from someone who just happens to be at E3 from Lionsgate or whatever Hollywood studio might own something or be involved with something. A lot of that stuff's still going to happen at GDC, but GDC's in San Francisco and E3 was in LA, and that brings in a different audience, a different crowd. And, you know, it's specifically aimed at business people, not necessarily just game developers. And so people made a lot of these pitches at E3 in the past, and it's where a lot of deals got made, and a lot of games happened only because E3 happened. So, something wants to fill that gap, but this is not uncommon at all. It's actually pretty common.
Special Nick says, bring back Punch-Out. I don't know why I just took your job. I forgot which podcast we were doing.
It happens. Yeah. I want to do it all the time. I know what you mean.
I'm into it now. I'm going to keep going. Special Nick says, bring back Punch-Out for fuck's sake, or make Punch-Out Wii HD. Jeff, do you think there's any chance that Next Level does Punch-Out after Mario Strikers?
I think there's a chance because they're like, we're getting Mario Strikers relatively quickly after Luigi's Mansion 3, right? Luigi's Mansion 3 was what, 3 years ago?
3 or 2 years ago. It was longer than I thought when somebody said it. I was kind of surprised.
So, it was like 2019, right? So, that's like a pretty quick turnaround for Mario Strikers. If they will do Luigi's Mansion 4, that'll happen. Because that game is a global smash success with 11 million copies sold. But there might be a chance that there's like 2 years that before they like really want to get to work on that, because it's like, okay, then it'll be a big enough gap and it will really make sense. And could we do something in between then? Like, what could we fit in there? And I feel like Punch-Out is the exact right size game that you could fit into like a 2.5 year development cycle. But also, you know, maybe they just want to have Luigi's Mansion 4 ready to go 5 years after the original game instead, which makes sense too.
I bet they'll think, you know, Luigi's Mansion really worked out well as a game that kind of came out in the middle of the Switch's life cycle.
Yeah.
And they probably want something similar to Switch 2. And like you said, like, well, what can they do in between those two things? Punch-Out makes a lot of sense because that works as both a late Switch game and as an early Switch 2 game pretty easily.
Yep. I would love it. I would hope so. But yeah, not necessarily expecting it, but I think there's a chance.
Somebody's talking about like what cross like all-star games. Maybe the next Punch-Out will just be that. Like, remember how Donkey Kong was like a secret boss.
And that like solves some of the problems with, I mean, they'll definitely bring back some of the Punch-Out characters, but like some of those Punch-Out characters are going to be retired. We're not going to get, a Pizza Pasta Man again. Although we haven't had Pizza Pasta Man since the original. Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely right. Not. And you know,
King Hippo. Can't do King Hippo anymore. Yeah.
There's so many things you can do now. Like you can have Captain Falcon. You have some of these arms characters. There's so many people who punch people now. Wario is fine.
Yep.
All right, Jeff, are you ready to tell me what is the Nintendo game you are most ashamed for not playing or beating yet?
Yeah. Yes, I am. And it's actually, there's a lot of games in a series that I'm kind of upset with myself for never playing. Cause I really enjoy the series. That's when I first, when it first came out, I was right there. My dad got me the game. We were going to St. Louis to watch the Final Four NCAA championship. And he's like, oh, here's a game for your Game Boy. And since then, I was like, I've only checked on the series here and there. And it is Kirby. I've never played Kirby Star Allies. I've never played Kirby Triple Deluxe. I've never played Kirby Planet Robobot.
Have you played Kirby Superstar?
I've not played Kirby Superstar.
That's just on your Switch.
Yes, and right, exactly. And it's like, there's so many Kirby games that I've just missed. And it's like, Maybe it's this first impression thing where like I boot up a lot of them and it's like, this is, haven't I played this before? Because it's just the first level is it's always kind of the same thing a lot of times. And I don't ever like dig in much deeper than that. And I need to. So I'm like ready to like make a list of Kirby games to go back and play. I, you know, half the thing with like making sure my 3DS was hacked and ready to go. It's like, if I can't find like Planet Robobot for cheap, I'll just, you know, I'll find a way to play it. But it's, yeah, what's up?
Planet Robobot should maybe be the one to play, actually, because it's pretty new. It's very good.
Right.
It's much better than Star Allies. Much better than Star Allies.
Right. So I'm like, I'm going to dive in that. I think you like Triple Deluxe too. Is that the case?
I like Triple Deluxe. I liked Triple Deluxe more at the time, but that might have just been because it was the first really good new Kirby game in a while. I think most people like Planet Robobot more, and I'm almost inclined to believe them for some reason.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll definitely try Planet Robobot.
Similar and very good.
Right. So I'm like, yeah, I really wish I wouldn't have missed out on these. So yeah, that's the one where I'm like pretty frustrated with myself for not like, you know, Kirby Dream Course is one of my favorite games of all time. It's like, why do I miss out on these other Kirby games? So yeah, that's it for me. How about you, Mike?
Yeah, there's a few that I bring up all the time. Like, I haven't beaten or played much of the Golden Sun games. I haven't beaten Earthbound, and I'm kind of ashamed of those. But for some reason, like, Pikmin is the one I feel bad about. Like, I feel bad that I don't like Pikmin more, and I haven't played much of them before I kind of get over it. Because, like, it seems like a lot of cool people like Pikmin, yeah, and they all really like Pikmin, and it makes me kind of feel ashamed. So at some point here,
Pikmin 3 Deluxe is the way to go. It's really streamlined. They really just like, you're not going to be fighting with the controls. It just works. And then it's like, you get straight to the fun, and that loop is really satisfying. I think give it another chance with Pikmin 3 Deluxe. And if it still doesn't click, it's not the end of the world, Mike. It's fine. It's not for everybody, but Pikmin 3 Deluxe is for more people than Pikmin's ever been for before.
Other random one that like, I thought I would play and keep meaning to, and it's been come out for like 3 systems now, and I still never had, is Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker.
Yeah.
Like, I want to play that. I just haven't gone around to it. All right. Let's read what our community said to this. And again, if you are watching, you can send a super chat to Tell Us Heroes. I see we just got one of those. Actually, we'll read it at the end here. Alex says, I haven't beaten pretty much any of Nintendo's 2D catalog, but the ones I'm most ashamed of are the Metroid games. I had every intention to play them all leading into Dread, but the furthest I've gotten in any is about 2 gate things into Samus Returns. I love the character, but 2D platform just does not click. It makes me mad or bored, mostly because I suck. Well, you don't suck, but you suck? No, you don't. So I understand it, especially, I don't know much about you, Alex, but if you just didn't grow up playing a lot of 2D games, I can understand it'd be weird going back to them and trying to get in just because everybody who's old like me talks about how great Super Metroid is. Benji Meep says, originally I was going to say Zelda, which I guess is still true, but I equate that more to FOMO due to its fandom. Oh, wow. Somebody trying to make you feel FOMO. They must be a big jerk and a big meanie.
I didn't try to do it either.
I was so funny. I love that I wrote a review and I didn't have a score on it for Horizon Forbidden West, so no one got mad at me, and you just like retweeted my review and said something and everyone got mad at you.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, oh my god, man, Twitter sucks sometimes.
If you think Twitter sucks, out though, go on Twitter right now, because some people are having a field day with our website right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, right. Whatever, yeah.
It's been getting worse since we started.
Oh, yeah, I'm like over it at that point. Like, yeah, get mad at us about that. Like, I'm whatever, yeah.
Benji Meep continues, however, I think I'm more ashamed of never playing a Metroid game. Man, I think we're going to get Metroid as a lot of it. It makes sense, right? We always yell, these games don't sell enough. Turns out a lot of people don't actually play them. He says, especially because I love the Ori series, which genre happens to be a Metroid. Okay, you get the point. That being said, to call back to my Switch New Year's resolution, I plan on playing my Switch more this year. So I just picked up Metroid Dread. Look forward to starting that. If you like want to play a Metroid game, Dread is the best place to start right now.
I agree.
VJ Incoming says, this is the first one that'll get me canceled as a Nintendo fan, but I've never even started Super Mario Bros. 3. I like Mario games fine, but I didn't have a Nintendo console until my 64, so going back to those 2D games as a teenager/adult lost a lot of the magic. I know the game is easily accessible in a lot of places I already subscribed to or own, but I just never got around to it. The extraordinarily high praise always seemed a bit odd to me, but I think 2D Mario just isn't something that's ever gotten me excited. Personally, I mean, I'll say, look, if you play Mario World and don't feel strongly about that, I don't think Mario 3 is going to like change your mind. Those two games are pretty similar.
There's some key differences, but it's like mostly going to be like a matter of taste. It's not going to be a matter of like whether or not if the concept isn't working for you, Super Mario Brothers 3 is probably not going to win you over. Probably not.
Lost City Prime 1 says, Oracle of Seasons was one of the first games I ever played. I remember late nights trying to crack the code of my introduction to the Zelda series, so it pains me to say that I have quite literally never played Oracle of Ages, and it is the only Zelda game that I have never touched nor finished like all the others. Well, you know, I mean, I know most people like Seasons more than Ages, but Ages is still very good. Plus, when you beat them both, you get like this, the true ending, right? So that's what's up. Nick Turbo says Earthbound, but I will rectify that soon. Yeah, same thing. Same thing with me. Dr. Suss says, not Dr. Sucks. Dr. Suss says, Super Mario Galaxy. I have the 3D All-Stars collection, but I just never gave it real time. I play mostly handheld. It's not fun as a handheld, as it is docked with a Joy-Con in each hand. I keep saying I'll get to it, but I never do. Yeah, I'll tell you what, I like Mario Galaxy a lot. I will say what, I played it in handheld and was pretty much fine with it. Most annoying thing was like getting the star bits by using the touchscreen, but even then it was mostly fine. And there's only really so many of those things that you need anyways. Beefhammer says, the one Nintendo game I've never beaten that is probably considered must play is Super Mario 64. Tried it multiple times, but never felt like finishing it. But actually, I'm not ashamed of this because I think Mario 64 really wasn't that good. Sorry, boys. Man, Beefhammer's just trying to trigger me all day long here. He's lucky he's good at Halo. Because I don't know if I can stand this. Lossian says, I owned a GameCube when it came out, but I was in the camp of disliking Wind Waker because of the graphics, so I never played it, and I am a little ashamed of that fact, but I am hoping for it to be released on the Switch. Yeah, you should give it a chance once it comes out on the Switch, now that you're past your old Edgelord days, which I'm presuming a lot there, but I'm assuming that you were an Edgelord if you didn't like Wind Waker's graphics. That's the only option. You're spending a lot of time at Hot Topic.
Is that your idea of an edgelord?
I thought about it. That makes sense because Nightmare Before Christmas certainly looks a lot more like Wind Waker than it looks like. I guess it would look more like Twilight Princess. I don't know. Yeah, edgelords, they're people who like talk about marijuana and go to the store in the mall that has a concrete in it.
Yeah, that's an edgelord. You got it. And then, you got it in one.
They get tased by the cops because they're rude to them.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. That's one of the greatest edgelords of all time you just described there.
B Papa says, given that Zelda is my favorite franchise, I have to go with the Oracle games. Both the Game Boy Color and 3DS releases were just bad timing for me personally. If they come to Nintendo Switch Online or a remake, Wings of Lingering, I'll play them day one. Telling you, Nintendo, sounds like there's a lot of people who haven't played these games who probably would like to. I would re-release them on Switch somehow. I wouldn't even have to remake them. Just get them on there.
I'm actually gonna play those games on the Analog Pocket here pretty soon. Once I get past some of this work, like I'm looking forward to finally doing that myself. So I'm right there with y'all.
Pablo Cost says, I have never played Super Mario World. I didn't own a Super Nintendo while growing up, and I'm ashamed of that. Super Mario World. It's a good man. I do wonder. Like, we're getting a lot of Mario and Zelda answers here, and Metroid, really, like kind of like those three big franchises. I guess it makes sense people would be most ashamed of not playing some of the biggest Nintendo games of all time.
Right? Yeah, definitely.
Like Casual says, I'm slightly ashamed of never playing Link to the Past, not beyond the first temple. Anyhow, man, that is weird to me. Like, man, like Link to the Past to me is just so good. Like, I start up at any moment, I end up just playing through the game again.
Yeah, it's definitely like when I'm like, oh yeah, it's like Christmas afternoon, and I'm like, everyone's kind of just sitting around after having a fun morning. I'm just gonna boot this game up. Oops, I just kind of played it all evening. Like, that's how it goes for me.
Francis McBasketball says, I've never managed to beat any of the Castlevania games. I try to get into them multiple times, and they just never click for me. I mean, most if it's like the old school ones, they're hard enough that unless you get into it, you're not going to want to beat it because you're not going to like want to stay with it because they're harder. But and then, you know, if the Metroidvania ones just don't click, they just don't click.
Yeah.
Giga64 says, never beat the big two on NES, Super Mario Brothers and The Legend of Zelda. I plan to change that this year. Yeah, I actually just beat like the original Zelda only for the first time last year on the Switch, and it was pretty fun.
It's great. Yeah, it's fantastic. I love playing the original Legend of Zelda all the time, still to this day, so it holds up better than I think most people expect.
Right. Plus, it's so easy to have access to guide. Like, the only thing that would really be frustrating about it is, like, getting lost and not being sure what to do. And now it's just, you know, go look at a guide.
Yep.
Giselle says, I'm ashamed I've never played Mario Odyssey outside of a demo at GameStop. I'm petty that Nintendo won't drop prices, and at this point, I'm in too deep to pay full price. That price is still not going down anytime in the next few years, man.
You maybe just get it used. Try to get it used.
Winnie says, I'm ashamed I've never beaten a 2D Mario. I'm really bad at platformers, so learning video games in the 90s feels pretty, masochistic. Why can't I say this?
Masochistic.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep. Yep.
Until I started getting into computer games and finding a niche. I said niche, right? Didn't say nishy. Right? That's good.
No, yeah, you got that one. Absolutely.
Waffle Sama says, need to continue playing Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. Played the first 2 hours on Dolphin with the HD texture pack. That's a thing.
Yeah, right. Fans make HD texture packs for that Metroid Prime. Yeah, fans are doing the work out there.
But I just can't stand imperfect emulation, read frequent crashes. I hope it'll get remastered for Switch so I can find out if it's truly the masterpiece everyone says it is. I do wonder, because like, I have built up Thousand Year Door, so many other people have, but I haven't really played it since like it back when it came out. And back when I went into it, I didn't really have much expectations. Yeah. Maybe that helps. I wonder if it's this weird thing where if you go into it now after assholes like me talk about how great it is, you maybe wouldn't understand.
It's still pretty good. I was playing it recently, and it's still pretty good.
Cyclin says, I have not beaten Metroid Dread yet. I am just before the final boss, have all the collectibles, but hearing how many people needed 3 hours plus for the boss, I wanted to have the time for it and not split it up over several days, but I cannot find the time due to my kid and job, so somehow someone tried it, but I really should. I would say that if you've got all the collectibles, I don't think the boss is going to take you that long.
Yeah, it's not going to take you that long.
Right.
It's going to be an hour, maybe. Yeah. Like, do the first pattern. Like, see how long it takes you to learn the first pattern. Then just multiply that by, like, maybe, like, 100%. So, like, it's not going to take you the same amount of time to learn the other two patterns because there's a lot of repeating stuff.
Especially, he has all the energy tanks.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's not going to be 3 hours.
Bench JC says, I'm ashamed of never playing A Link to the Past. It was just past my prime. Past my time. And Link Between Worlds was so good, I just never went back. Yeah, but if you liked Link Between Worlds, check out.
I agree. Like, Link to the Past is like, I think I probably do like Link Between Worlds better, but it's also better because I love Link to the Past so much. So,
yeah. Resell, it says, Golden Sun, I got to the very end and my save file got corrupted. Ooh, still hurts. I should probably go back to it or see a therapist. Probably both.
Yeah, probably both.
That sounds painful.
Yeah.
Wildfire Alex says, the Nintendo game I am most ashamed of never having finished is Fire Emblem Three Houses. I started my playthrough not too long after it came out, stopped playing it near the end of that year, and I haven't picked it up since. The game is excellent, and I love how Intelligent Systems created such a wonderful story. Unfortunately, I had a lot going on at the time with personal stuff, and for whatever reason, I just haven't returned to my game to finish it. Will I ever? At this point, I have no idea. It remains a black mark in my unfinished game catalog. Jeff, there was a time where I had some hope that you would actually finish Three Houses. You got relatively far, further than I thought you would get, but you eventually also fell off, right?
Three Houses, I think I beat one of the paths of Three Houses.
Maybe I'm just an asshole.
Yeah, no, I saw through, because it took a little while, and I went back to it, and I beat it. I guess I could double check. I'm pretty certain I did,
though. The fact that you're uncertain has me concerned.
I mean, I have a terrible memory, Mike. We've established this million times. I'm pretty certain I beat it, though, because in my head, I'm like, yeah, if I played and beaten this game, yeah.
Okay. Next one, then. Oh, from Minot59, says, Majora's Mask. Zelda is my favorite video game series, Wind Waker being the greatest game of all time, but I just could never get into this one. I retried playing it multiple times, but always fall off of it. The idea of losing items after the 3-day period has always put me off in some way. When I see people say it's the greatest Zelda game, I feel ashamed for myself and confused as to how this could be. What am I missing? I think that it's not really as restrictive as you think it is.
Yeah, it's a mental thing.
There are some things you lose after that 3-day period, but most of the important stuff you keep, especially in the 3DS version. It's so streamlined. And I know you tried the 3DS version, but I don't remember how far you got into it, because that's where I finally beat it. I do love that he hasn't beat this game, because this is my brother. He loves Zelda so much, and I love, like, lording the fact that I beat Majora's Mask and he hasn't over him. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you should never play it.
I played it at the time when it came out, and I thought this stuff would be more restrictive and I would hate it, but I ended up really loving it. So, yeah.
I would say just, like, don't even think about that stuff. Just play it like it's a Zelda game.
Yeah.
And I think you'll be fine.
I agree.
Hotsuke says, I'm ashamed of not playing Breath of the Wild yet. I bought it well over a year ago and just keep forgetting about it. Yeah. I mean, I know how it is. It's like there's constantly new stuff coming out. Schwa218 says, I'm ashamed of never beating the original Mario Brothers. I grew up with the NES and beat classics like Mario Brothers 3 and Mega Man 2, but never beat this one. It's short and has been released on so many systems and compilations, but I've never been able to bring myself to go back. You know what you should play is the Game Boy Color version. Because, yeah, you can save in that one.
Super Mario Brothers Deluxe? Is that the one? Yeah, that one's, that one's really, I played a lot of that. But it's like, I think it's kind of zoomed in a little bit, or maybe the edges are cut off, one or the other. What's that? Huh?
Yeah, it is Game Boy Color, so.
Yeah, but I could play that game at any minute at the drop of the hat. I love Super Mario Brothers. And it's like, honestly, you say it's short. You could beat it in 5 minutes. Like, you could beat it. I mean, that's a speedrunner time, but it's not that much longer if you are just using the shortcuts. So if you just want to see the end, you could beat it like probably like 15 minutes, honestly. So just, go for it.
Overhaul 89 says, I was playing through Paper Mario in the Origami King a while back and was on a roll, completed a pretty large chunk of the game, and then just stopped. Haven't really had the drive to go back to it yet. We're just talking about Origami King. There it is. Razzle Jazzled says, probably most ashamed of having never played Mario Galaxy 2.
That is shameful.
It is shameful. Like many, I got burned out on Nintendo during the Wii era, and thus I missed pretty much every Nintendo release for that console except Twilight Princess, Brawl, and Fire Emblem. Only when I finally started getting into game collecting in 2019 did I realize how much great stuff there was on the console that I missed out on. I've since beaten Galaxy, but still need to get around to the sequel. And yeah, it sucks it's just not on the Switch like Galaxy 1 is, but hey.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, go back and play it. It's fantastic.
Creaky Leg says, for me, it's not finishing Super Mario Odyssey. I started getting into the game development around that time and need to focus on that because Odyssey was too distractingly good. Ended up getting my coffee to my nephew with a Switch he got for his birthday. And since Nintendo games barely go on sale, I haven't gotten another copy.
Yeah.
Turbo Sean says, despite being a lifelong Pokemon fan, I've never played more than a few hours of Colosseum and its direct sequel, XD, Gale of Darkness. It's not that I never wanted to play them. They're just the kind of games that slipped through the cracks when I was a kid for financial reasons, and I've never bothered starting them as an adult since I find turn-based console games hard to go back to. They're definitely at the top of my playlist for when my portable RPG machine from Valve shows up in the mail. I missed these also, which is strange because I love the GameCube and I love Pokemon, so I don't know how I missed the Colosseum game.
So I always just assumed these were like the Stadium follow-ups, but they're They're not Stadium follow-ups.
Well, they have that. I know at least Gale of Darkness has a single-player campaign.
I guess with that name, you would assume it must have it. Yeah.
Right. So, but I forget. I don't know why I didn't get them back in the day. Maybe it was just like there's other games I was getting instead. Ezizzy says, it would have to be the Zelda franchise. I've tried a bunch, everything from Link to the Past to Breath of the Wild. I can't get more into a few hours into any of them. The whole Zelda franchise, I guess that's just not for you.
Try Link Between Worlds and see if the same thing happens.
Nintendo Pro says, I've only ever beaten Yoshi's Island, Super Mario 64, and Super Mario Odyssey. When it comes to Mario platformers, I'm too embarrassed to list all the other ones I haven't beaten or even tried. Yeah, but those are a lot of the good ones anyway.
Yeah, so you're good. You're fine.
Gerber says, Star Tropics. I never had an NES, and it isn't one of those games that people harp on. There's a lot of shame. It's not one of those games that people harp on like Zelda or Earthbound, but I've heard it praised consistently by the coolest members of the Gamespeed family. I don't share Vinny.
You say Giant Bomb family. Ha ha! In your face.
Dang it. Well, the Giant Bomb people know about good video games. He loves Vinny's love for Demon Souls, but hopefully he's right about Star Tropics. He's right. Hopefully I'm right about Star Tropics. Play Star Tropics. It's great.
The coolest member of all GB families. Yeah, there you go.
Everyone needs to play Star Tropics. So Nintendo like looks at those numbers on the NSO and it's like, wow, people fucking love Star Tropics. guess we have to make a new one. Screaming Madden says, Mario Kart 8, Vanilla and Deluxe. Never had a Wii U, and even though I have a Switch, I never gotten past or never gotten around to buying Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, despite enjoying many of the games in the series past. DS stands as my favorite Mario Kart. Though the expansion announcement, maybe it's finally time to give Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Yeah, maybe.
For the Switch on the screen. Yeah, I mean, if you like Mario Kart,
I never like Mario Kart 8 all Plus. Through the I loved having my Wii. I played a ton of Nintendo games on the Wii. I never got Mario Kart Wii, even though other person on the face of the planet did. I was just like, oh man, it's all waggle control. That's not how I want to play a Mario Kart. I mean, I know it wasn't all waggle control, but
but they certainly presented it like
that. Yes, they did, and it's like so. I skipped it.
Jayton says, I've never played a 2D Metroid game. There, I said it. I tried getting into it with Zero Mission, but never made the time to progress very far into it. Try Dread if you really want to
play Dread.
Lower Legend says, I still haven't touched Splatoon at all. I want to get into the series because I know people love it, but looking at gameplay online seems like a lot of shooting paint at the floor. I know it's more than that, but man, it doesn't come off as that enjoyable in the trailers online. Get Splatoon 3, play the campaign, which is really very much not much of that at all. I think you'll like it.
And shooting paint on the floor is actually more fun you might think, because it's like man, I'm just firing this gun and I'm accomplishing something. And then you get to shoot people when they're up close. So it's like, you're always doing something fun with your gun.
Jeff, we got a few more questions from the community that came in kind of after we started here. Can we read some of these?
Yeah, please.
Bench JC says, hey, gang, what are the three Nintendo franchises you would send to the Shadow Realm? Man, three is a lot.
Yeah, three is a lot. Let me see if I can think of any.
Like Chibi Robo, right? We don't care about that. That one could go away. I guess I wouldn't be too upset about Xenoblade. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Xenoblade could be my answer too. There we go. Yeah, I don't know. Star Tropics, definitely.
Wow.
It already is there. That's the problem.
Franchise. <That's two games. Franchise.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think. Labo. Get rid of Labo can go.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, it feels like it's cheating, but yeah, totally. Yeah, that's tough. I don't think it'd be hard for me to say. Like, you got to give us like choices of like which one we want to save.
Octo says, yo, Mess Crew, have you ever been into what I call Euro 3D platformers? Stuff like Banjo, Rayman 2, or more obscurely, Cow the Kangaroo or Ty the Tasmanian Tiger. There's a brand of 3D platformers made in Europe that lean way more into exploration and chilling. It seems to be a mostly European thing. Isn't Cow like getting remade, right? Like, that's coming to Switch. That's a thing.
Oh, right. Yeah. I thought you said Cow at first, but yes. Now
K-A-O.
Cow. No, yeah. You said it, right? I just misheard. Yeah, I think it's something that's happened. I mean, I think Ty the Tasmanian Tiger. I think that's already on Switch, isn't it? Or one of them is.
Yeah. There's some people who love that game. But
yeah, it's good. It's fine. Yeah.
Banjo's great. I liked Rayman 2 a lot when I had it on the Dreamcast, man. That's a game that I would like to just see taken to the Switch.
Yeah, those 3D Rayman games were good.
Well, 3 was okay.
Yeah, well, yeah, fair enough.
I think you said this before where you thought that Rayman 3 was just about as good as Rayman 2 and I got mad at you.
Yeah, I think so. I think you did get mad at me. Well, that's every episode, so maybe it could have been something else.
Jump Matt says, assuming it was planned at some point, how will the lack of a Switch Pro limit first-party and third-party games on Switch?
What was the question? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
No. assuming it was planned at some point, how will the lack of a Switch Pro limit first-party and third-party games on Switch?
I mean, the lack of a Switch Pro, how will it limit games? I mean, is that the question? Because if it is, it's already obvious. Like, we're going to keep getting mostly games that are older, that can run on the Switch, that like are in IP that people recognize. And then we're going to get Nintendo games that are going to be just fine. And occasionally we'll get a Nintendo game that isn't as optimized as you would imagine, but it's still mostly okay. I mean, it's going to be the same problems we've been dealing with the entire generation.
Were you like Googling Rayman 3 to try to like make sure people, you weren't like,
I honestly think I had trouble processing the question. Just the old fashioned brain struggles.
I was just wondering. Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Now I'm self-conscious about the Rayman 3 thing. Maybe I just think people hate it and maybe it's actually like some beloved thing, but I'm pretty sure people didn't like it as much as too. All right, Jeff, you want to read the rest of these super chats?
Yes, I do. Let's see here. I left off with Special Nick. So Uriel Delgado, I regret ignoring Nintendo during the PS 360 era. There was a lot of good stuff happening on the Wii at that time. So, that means you missed out on Boom Blocks, Steven Spielberg's greatest work.
God.
Yeah. Don Otaku, which is a good name. Kirby Superstar is in my top 5 SNES games and the best Kirby game of all time. You should definitely play that game, Jeff. I will. Agree. I'm gonna go through some Kirby's here pretty soon.
It's a fun co-op game too. So maybe wait till after you move back to Ohio.
Yeah, right. There we go. Perfect. From Achievement, why does CDPR think a February soft relaunch is a good idea? So many good games come out. So many good games coming out. Seems like they just have to always release the game too early. I don't know. I mean, there's probably not a great time to release an update, but probably better than this month would have been any other time, right?
You know, to us, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of pressure on them to just do it when it's ready. I bet inside they're like, well, we're not just going to hold on to this for like a month or two. We've been working like crazy trying to fix this because everybody was so mad at us. What, now we're just not going to release it?
That's a good point. Like, it's ready when it's ready or at a certain point. So that makes sense. From Gecko Gamer, I have only played Zelda Spirit Tracks and Phantom Hourglass and never felt the need to play the other Zelda games. Well, those are the two worst ones. Yeah, those are the only ones you played. Of course you don't.
Like, the next one you play is going to be Triforce Heroes, or are you just going to go to the CDI games next? Like,
I've only played Hotel Mario, and I don't know about this Mario franchise, everybody.
Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, definitely play Link Between Worlds or Breath of the Wild or Wind Waker or even Ocarina of Time or something.
Yeah, we're all caught up on Super Chats now, Mike.
That is very good. Jeff, you know, I've been playing that River City Girls Zero, actually.
Have you? Okay, how is it?
Yeah, I've been enjoying it. It's So the River City Girls was like this kind of like, you know, long the sequel to River City Ransom. And River City Ransom has this confusing history where in Japan, it's this giant series called Kunio-kun.
Kunio-kun,
and there was the first Kunio-kun game came to America as Renegade. Then they made a spiritual sequel to that in Japan that became Double Dragon, which then was its own thing. But then the Kunio-kun games also got more sequels, and we would get some of them over here, like Super Dodgeball and River City Ransom, but most of them were in Japan. And this is one of the Super Famicom entries in the series. It's the first one that had the two girls that star in River City Girls. So it's just, it always tickles my fancy when like these old games that have been Japanese exclusive forever just suddenly get an English translation and they're here. And they also did like, made an anime intro for it. They recorded a song from the person who does all the music for River City Girls Zero. And they even have like a little like comic intro, kind of like some of the cutscenes from River City Girls with the two talking to each other. So they did some neat stuff here. And, you know, the game itself is good. It's more simple. It's like a more straightforward brawler than
River City Girls
or even River City Ransom is. Like River City Ransom whole thing is that it's the first brawler that really added in those RPG mechanics. And like, it's the one where like the people die, they drop coins and you go into the shops. This is much more like Double Dragon, where it's basically just like a brawler.
Right.
But it seems fun so far. And again, it's just really neat seeing games like this finally come over out to the West.
Yeah. And it's, you know, they've been doing a lot, but we've seen a lot of this, these sort of demakes or throwback, like retro style new games. So I'm glad there's still room for that. And this is a good series to do that with, because it's got that lineage and stuff, and it's got new fans now. So that's pretty cool.
Well, some of the NES or Famicom Kunio-kun games got translated over as part of a Kunio-kun / Double Dragon compilation thing. And that has some of those sports games, and like the basketball one looks absolutely crazy because it's like half a fighting game, and there's like three, it's like a stack of basketball hoops, so you can like shoot for the top one, then it'll drop down, hit the other one. So I need to get into that next. I'm getting a big Kunio-kun kick. That's gonna be my thing. I'm gonna be the Kunio-kun guy. What do you think about that? You love it. Turbo Sean says apparently that it's not cow. The kangaroo, it's KO because he's a boxer, which makes way more sense.
That's it. I feel like there was an advertisement about that because, like, and they made a big deal about him being okay. Fair enough.
Makes way more sense.
No, you be the Kunio-kun guy. I'm gonna keep being the Picross guy. I'm gonna get way into every Picross thing that comes out. I'm gonna get into.
I thought you were that guy, the fat guy with the.
Well, yeah, I'm that too. Yeah.
You know, the guy without the shirt.
The fat guy without the shirt. Yeah, all the time. Yeah.
Spinoff.
Yeah, that's me. Fat guy without a shirt.
That's for our NES, and then he had a fighting game.
Oh, yeah. Karnoff. I'm the Karnoff guy. That's right. Welcome to the Karnoff pod, everybody. And then Rachel, of course, is the honey pop lady. So, and she's in chat to say
hi. Not me. I'm not associated with that game because I'm not. Yes, that's true. All right, Jeff, I think that does it for this episode. Let's wrap up this podcast about Nintendo. But then after that, we can stay on for a second and talk about Horizon with some of the people that are here.
Sounds good.
YouTube. Yes. But hey, check us out on Friday. We'll be back for Games Beat Decides. I'm on Twitter.com/Tolkoto. Jeff, the Jeopardy thing is going to be live for everybody soon, right?
At the end of this week. Jeopardy. I think on Friday morning, it'll be live for everybody. We recorded it last week. It's been up on, you can get it if you're a special member of the Discord. So that means if you like subscribe to my channel, you subscribe to Mike's channel on Twitch, you'll get to it. But also if you go to the Patreon, you can get it that way as well. It might be the easiest way to get it, 'cause you also get the podcast version that way, if that's how you like to listen to your stuff. And then thank you everybody. Hit the thumbs up button. Hit that thumbs button. If you're watching right now, there's like 300 people watching. Go ahead and hit that before we wrap up. And then we'll stick around and we'll talk about our thoughts on Horizon. I'm looking forward to that. Mike, this is a good podcast.
Okay. Yeah, Rachel, get on. Get on the Discord. Don't get Kara. We're just going to talk about Horizon a little bit.